Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss irony, theek hai? Irony. So what is irony? See, irony is a figure of speech where the intended meaning is opposite to the literal meaning, theek hai? Where intended meaning of something is opposite to the literal meaning of that phrase or sentence. Now keep in mind that in literature we generally have three types of ironies: verbal irony, situational irony and dramatic irony. What is the difference? See, verbal irony, as obvious, when we are saying the opposite of what we mean, so a kind of sarcasm. What is situational irony? When the outcome of a situation is different from what is expected. That is why situational irony. Then we have dramatic irony. Ye kya hota hai? When the audience knows something that the characters do not know. For example, in the play by William Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, the audience knows that Juliet is not truly dead, but Romeo does not know it. So this is an example of dramatic irony. Then an example of situational irony would be a fire station burning down, or when a fire station burns down. That is a example of situational irony. Because if you just think about it, fire station is a place that we call for help when anything else is burning down. But what if the fire station is burning down? Okay, so this is a kind of irony. Then from the field of literature, there is a very famous example from the novel Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. The first sentence itself is very ironical. Okay, if you recall, the sentence is true. Quote, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of good fortune must be in want of a wife." Unquote. So ye starting ka jo sentence hai, it is very ironical because in this novel, it is not a man of fortune seeking a wife. It is the other way around. It is women, unmarried women, who are seeking a man of fortune, okay, throughout the novel. And what is the purpose of irony? See, irony creates a sense of humor. It highlights contrasts. It also creates a sense of unexpected happening. And overall, this can make the reader think in a critical way about a situation. Okay, so this is the effect or the purpose of using irony. Okay?